FNC's Carlson, ACB represents everything that made this a great country, therefore, Democrats despise her. By Jeff Poor on September 29, 2020. Monday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his show by examining reactions to President Donald Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the High Court. After determining Barrett was qualified for the role, Carlson speculated Barrett's lifestyle conflicted with a doctrine many on the left and in the media held. That, according to Carlson, is why many are vociferously opposed to her confirmation. Transcript as follows. Carlson, over the weekend, on Saturday, the president formally announced the impending nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Her confirmation hearings are expected to begin just a couple of weeks from now, on October 12. There's no question that Barrett is qualified for the job. She graduated first in her class from Notre Dame Law School on a full-ride scholarship. She clerked for Antonin Scalia on the Supreme Court. Then she left, going to a top law firm, practiced there and then rejoined her alma mater as a law professor. 3 years ago, Barrett was confirmed by the United States Senate and became an appellate court judge, which she still is. While doing all of this, Barrett had 5 children with her husband, Jesse, and then adopted 2 more from Haiti, one of whom has special needs. The Barrett's youngest child, meanwhile, has Down syndrome. So on any level, Amy Coney Barrett is a remarkable person. An unusual person, maybe the most impressive person to receive a Supreme Court nomination in memory. Here she is, with her family at the announcement on Saturday. Begin video clip. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, Supreme Court nominee. If confirmed, I would not assume that role for the sake of those in my own circle, and certainly not for my own sake. I would assume this role to serve you. I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution. End video clip. Carlson, okay, so you can kind of see the problem for Democrats. How would you derail the nomination of someone like that? A legal scholar who just went through Senate confirmation who is now a sitting federal judge. And on top of it all, has 7 kids and seems well-adjusted and normal. It's the last point that drives the left completely insane. Amy Coney Barrett looks like a happy person. Her opponents clearly are not happy people. They're miserable. That's where their politics come from. So even though on some level, Democrats understand rationally that it's a very bad idea to attack a woman for her family and for her religious faith, they can't help themselves, so they're doing it. Amy Coney Barrett represents everything that made this a great country. Therefore, they despise her. Watch MSNBC's legal analyst denounce her as a fake Christian. Begin video clip. Ellie Mistel, MSNBC legal analyst, it is not Catholic. It is not devout to turn away thy neighbor. It is not devoutly Catholic to take away people's health care as Amy Coney Barrett has repeatedly said she will. It is not devoutly Catholic to apply the death penalty, which Amy Coney Barrett has written that a good Catholic judge should recuse themselves from situations implying the death penalty. But she has not written, and here is, you know, the elephant in the room. She has not written that a good Catholic judge would recuse themselves on issues involving abortion or a woman's right to choose. So what we're left with is a hypocrite. End video clip. Carlson, okay, just in case you're following at home. Amy Coney Barrett doesn't seem sufficiently enthusiastic about Obamacare, therefore, she is not a real Christian. Such is the theological analysis on MSNBC, the agnostic channel. Others of course see Barrett as far too sincere a Christian. Watch The Unhappiest Man in America. A guy pushing 70. Shuffling toward the end of life with no clue what happens next, attack Amy Coney Barrett is mentally ill for daring to believe in more than shopping and vacations. Watch. Begin video clip. Bill Maher, HBO host, but apparently the pick is going to be this Omi. Amy Coney, we will all be saying this name a lot. I'm sure because she is, bleep, nut. Laughter. Maher, religion. I was right about that one, too. Amy Coney Barrett, Catholic. Really Catholic. I mean, really, really Catholic, like speaking in tongues. End video clip. Carlson, so what this is really about, and you guessed this already, is abortion. the left is worried that Amy Coney Barrett doesn't love abortion enough. She and her husband have 7 children after all. So honestly, it's a pretty fair guess. But this is a nomination to our highest court. So it's interesting, and you'll notice this, as the debate continues, they never address the question of the law on abortion on Roe v. Wade. Does anyone really think that Roe v. Wade makes sense as an actual Supreme Court decision? And if it does, where exactly in the Constitution is this guarantee of post-viability abortion? You can find it, maybe you can tell us where it's been hiding, but they can't find it. They don't want to have that debate, so they attack Amy Coney Barrett's family. The abortion industry lobby group, NARAL, tweeted that Barrett, quote, belongs to a group that both refers to women as handmaids and believes that husbands are in charge of their wives. Hilarious considering Amy Barrett's life. She seems pretty self-directed. But then several other outlets, places like Politico and The Guardian, suggested that Barrett belongs to a cult. They said that the usual partisan operatives and think tank hacks who seem to exist to give weight to fake stories like that know nothing about the first thing about religion, and they're betting that you don't either. In fact, Barrett is a member of a mainstream Christian group called People of Praise. It's part of the Charismatic Renewal movement that started in the 70s. There are tens of millions of charismatic Christians around the world. So, this is not a fringe sect. In fact, some members of People of Praise are actually politically liberal, it turns out. One indication of this, Pope Francis appointed one of them auxiliary bishop of Portland, Oregon, probably not a right-winger. But the details aren't the point of this. Attacking Christianity is the point of this. Why do they hate Christianity? Well, because at its core, Christianity is a threat to the left because it acknowledges an authority higher than the Democratic National Committee. When Dianne Feinstein told Amy Coney Barrett during your first confirmation hearings 3 years ago, that quote, the dogma lives loudly within you. What Feinstein really meant was that Barrett's dogma might be more powerful and enduring than the Democratic Party's dogma. The very idea of that is deeply offensive to them. Watch Maisie Hirono, probably the single slowest person ever to serve in the U.S. Senate, explain that attacks on Barrett's personal faith are fair game. Begin video clip. Senator Maisie Hirono, D-High, of course. I will question Judge Barrett under oath as to her other views because she has a very closely held views that will impact a woman's right to choose. The issue is whether or not her closely held views on issues such as the Affordable Care Act, such as abortion rights, can be separated from her ability to be a fair and objective justice. End video clip. Carlson, closely held views. Remember that phrase. That's their new euphemism for Christianity. They don't even want to say the word. On Saturday, a guy called Ibram Kendi. He is a best-selling author and a very famous all-of-a-sudden anti-racist expert at Boston University attacked Coney Barrett and her husband for the sin of adopting children from Haiti. Here's what he wrote, quote, some white colonizers adopted black children. They civilized these savage children in the superior ways of white people, while using them as props in their lifelong pictures of denial, while cutting the biological parents of these children out of the picture of humanity. It's hard to know exactly what that means. The person who wrote it is obviously a moron and can barely write English. But the broad picture is very clear. It's better for a black child to starve in Haiti than to live with a white family in America. That's the point the Klan might have made 60 years ago. It's now commonplace on the left. It's pure racism. Obviously, it's the definition of it. But Twitter didn't censor that expression of racism. In fact, this summer, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey announced he was donating $10 million to Ibram Kendi's Anti-Racist Research Center at Boston University. So that is what Jack's money is paying for. But Kendi, while very well-funded himself, isn't the only person making points like this. This weekend, a longtime Democratic Party staffer called Dana Houle tweeted this. Quote, I would love to know which adoption agency Amy Coney Barrett and her husband used to adopt the 2 children they brought here from Haiti. He added that quote, many adoptions from Haiti were sketchy as hell. How did we get here? In a healthy country, the fact that the Barretts adopted 2 children from this hemisphere's poorest nation in addition to having 5 of their own would be seen as heroic because it is heroic. On the modern left, though, it is viewed as dangerous. To a party at war with nature, motherhood is a threat. Listen to Amy Coney Barrett describe how she and her husband adopted their 2nd child. It is an interesting story, actually. She had just learned that day she was pregnant. When the adoption agency called and said there had been a devastating earthquake in Haiti and could they pick up a 3-year-old? That's not an easy decision to make. Watch how she made it. Begin video clip. Barrett, Jesse was on the phone with the adoption agency working out the logistics to go pick up John Peter in Florida. I just wasn't really feeling that great. It turned out Juliet was going to be coming along that year. So we had an intense 3-hour period where we had to decide where we going to go forward with going to get John Peter in Florida because we discovered that Juliet was going to be having that year, too. Like we had really wanted 5, but now it was kind of like 5 and 6. So I threw my coat on. We live very close to campus. I threw my coat on, and it was January. So those of you from South Bend or live in South Bend know the weather. I walked up to the cemetery on campus and I just sat down on one of the benches. And I just thought, okay, well, if life is really hard, at least it's short. But I thought like, what greater thing can you do than raise children? End video clip. Carlson, life it's hard, but at least it's short. The best. But the nub of her explanation is this, and this is a quote, what greater thing can you do than raise children? Quick, what's the answer that? Let's see. Get promoted to VP at an investment bank downtown. Maybe move up to a hedge fund or private equity after that. Maybe buy a bigger loft in Tribeca. Maybe go to more raves in Ibiza. Have more brunches. Too many in our ruling class, those are the answers. They view children as a distraction from the real point of life, which is extended narcissism until death. No wonder they're so unhappy. An entire political party guided by the distorted personal priorities of highly neurotic Vassar grads. You can see where they've got to stop Amy Coney Barrett. Here's one Connecticut senator, a man who lied for years about serving in Vietnam, telling you with a straight face that Amy Coney Barrett is illegitimate. Begin video clip. Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, I have no intention of meeting with Judge Barrett because I simply refuse to treat this process, a sham illegitimate process, as really legitimate and fair. End video clip. Carlson, so this isn't just a debate over procedure. On Saturday, the most powerful Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer of New York, announced that Amy Coney Barrett actually stands, and we're quoting, against everything America believes in and stands for. Grotesque. Watch. Begin video clip. Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY. Just about everything that America believes in and stands for when it comes to issues like healthcare and labor rights and LGBTQ rights and women's rights, Judge Barrett stands against all of that. Justice Ginsburg must be turning over in her grave up in heaven to see that the person they chose seems to be intent on undoing all the things that Ginsburg did. End video clip. Carlson, so follow this reasoning if you can. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, quote, turning over in her grave up in heaven. We must honor her final dying wish. That's the position of the party that's against cults. Yep. It's such a lie. And precisely because Democrats know that Amy Coney Barrett's life refutes the lies they have pushed on the rest of us for decades, they must destroy her personally. They have no choice. Her happiness, her family's happiness is evidence that they are frauds. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.